Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss a few things about gifting, now or later. Many rich Americans are choosing to make their largest charitable contributions only after they are sure they won't need the money. In short, they are giving after they are gone. The current economic malaise, the rocky investment markets, uncertainty about the presidential election, and even the unrest in the Middle East are driving some wealthy individuals and families to bequeath charitable sums instead of handing out gifts during their lives. Even concern about the future cost of health care is changing the giving patterns. There's a level of fear out there that's pretty prevalent for people who have large balance sheets. All these things are causing people to just not do a lot. And as a result, even though people's balance sheets are still very healthy, the desire to gift in a lifetime fashion has slowed. By postponing their philanthropy, these individuals and families are foregoing certain tax benefits. Those who donate to charity during their lives get the double tax benefits of income tax deductions during the year of the gifts, as well as a reduction in the size of the estate, thus lowering their estate taxes. In addition, if someone has a highly appreciated asset that he or she wants to sell to diversify assets, it could be transferred to a charitable remainder trust that pays the donor an income. The donor, on behalf of the trust, can then sell the asset without paying capital gains tax and use the proceeds to buy another investment. The amount of money left to charities through bequests rose 12% to about $24.5 billion last year in 2011. Giving to foundations declined about 6% to nearly $26 billion during that time frame. Charitable organizations are adapting to the trend by doing more to promote planning that can help heirs with estate taxes. Nonprofit organizations of all types are being more assertive about encouraging the tax and philanthropic advantages of having estate plans. Many wealthy clients still have charitable intentions, but they have watched their assets shrink. The fear has affected all wealth levels and how they give. They are saying they want to give, but they don't want to make it irrevocable. Some wealthy families are not as wealthy as they once were, and are thinking twice about setting up foundations that would afford them the enjoyment of seeing their charitable gift do something positive while they are still alive. Fear about the impact of future cost of health care is also having a dampening effect on how much money the wealthy think they can part with during their lives. After talking with clients about the potential costs of health care beyond what Medicare will cover, some people are saying that they were going to be fine, but just don't know how much they can afford to give. Please don't let these things be a roadblock to your charitable intentions. Have a thorough and detailed discussion with your estate, financial, and tax advisors to explore all of the issues regarding gifting. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.